Happy morning, guys. Welcome to the Academy Answers podcast. Thanks for joining us and thanks for listening in. My name is Lewin Carr, and they call me Lewin Motivator Carr. This is a podcast where we talk about happiness, success, and full potential. The idea that you can create the life that you want. Every human being who has their faculties were born with an ability, a seed, that if they take the time and put in the effort to cultivate that seed, it will lead them to a happy and successful life. And we all know that success is different for everybody. No one can tell you your definition of success. You have to know your own definition of success. And I often say that before you start to decide what you want, decide who you are. Know who you are before you decide what you want. Because many people have climbed the ladder of success and realize that the ladder was up against the wrong wall. They were doing it for the wrong reasons. They maybe started out wanting to prove somebody wrong, and they put so much effort and work into it that it took them to a highly accomplished place. But then they realize that is not what they want their life to be about. And that is okay if you're willing to pivot, if you have enough time to pivot. But accomplishments are always great. Accomplishments are amazing. Positive accomplishments are amazing and great, because they are a foundation. You can do something with them. You can flip them. And you don't have to start over, because all the things that you learn on the journey to accomplishing something are transferable skills. You can use them in any other area. That's why some people who are successful in one area easily can go create that success in 10 different areas, because the skills are transferable. But this morning I want to talk to you about how to thrive in life instead of merely surviving. How to thrive instead of merely surviving. And I'll touch on 3 points. And the first point is to, and this is cliche, you may have heard it 1,000 times, but that's why it's true, because everything points back to this. Surviving, the mindset of survival is automatic. It is everywhere. The mindset of survival, it's automatic. It's everywhere. You can, on every level you can think of, it is there. It is automatic. The person who is on government assistance, they know how to survive. The person who is homeless, they know how to survive. The person who is working a 9-to-5, the middle class, they know how to survive. You follow what a whole mass of people is doing, and it's the same process for everybody. And it's known and it's normal. They find a way to do that survival game. That is easy to figure out. I'm not saying it's easy to live that way. I'm just saying it's easy to figure out. What's hard, what takes effort, what takes time, is thriving. Learning how to thrive. Getting to a point and a place where you live. Excuse me, not just exist. Existence is everywhere. And it's common and it's frustrating. And that's why so many people are stressful, stressed out and miserable. Because they're just existing. They're living to keep up. They go into a store. They go to the supermarket. They go to a car lot. They go look at properties. and they have to take the one, not the one that they want, but the one that they can afford. Money is the issue. They go to a charity. They see a GoFundMe, and they cannot give what they want. They only can give what they can afford. So there is scarcity. There's lack. There's not enough to make you feel the way you want to feel. And that is a part of what survival means. Survival is just getting by. Survival is not being able to impact the things that you want to impact the way you want to impact it. That's what survival is. Survival is being forced to live a certain way that you have elevated mentally above. You don't like that. You don't want to do that. You don't want to be there. You don't want to be and eat that, but you have to. You have to just go on the bare minimum. You have to go on what fits into your budget, not what fits into your desires. And the majority of the world live that way. And because of that, people think that it has to be that way. The first point I want to make is that you have to separate yourself from the statistics and numbers. If you are caught in the mindset that say most people have to do that, most people that's the way the world, then you are done. Because it means that you have not cultivated the mindset to distinguish yourself. You have not cultivated the mind to say, okay, I get it. They are doing that. That's what's happening to them, but I am not them. This is the 3%. This is the 5% that don't live that way. And I choose to be in that percent. You're not going to be able to change the world. You're not going to be able to impact the entire planet. But you have the power to change you. You have the power to bring that energy to your life. So if you're starting a business, for example, and everybody's telling you that, oh, well, you know, 70% of small businesses failed, and the next 30% of that, 90% of the 30% fail in the next 5 years. So don't start a small business. And you have kind of merged yourself into those numbers. That's it for you. Because you're believing for your life whatever else is out there happening to be. You are asking why not. You're asking why instead of why not me. So what about the percentage that is winning? What about the positive percentage? Why aren't you in that? Or why is it that you can't get in there? And then you go deeper to say, okay, well, these people fail. What did they do? And these people win. What did they do different? And then you have the choice to choose what you do and how you do it and which crowd you're going to emulate, because it's ultimately about the choices, decisions, and actions. The world is a world of causes and effects. If you are caught up in the luck belief and the privilege and the opportunities that they get and all the other things that's going to stop you, if you're thinking about what's in your way, then something will be in your way. So you must get to a point where you realize that, okay, you as a person were meant to thrive. This is what I like. This is what I feel like doing. This is how I want to live my life. I was meant to do this. And then you have to shut down everything else that is suggesting that you can't do this, or it's too late, or maybe it's not for me, or I've had a bad break, or I can't do this. If you don't adjust your mind to the point where you believe it is possible for you, you will never do it. Because it is so tough. The road is so windy. that your belief systems alone will govern your efforts. And you will stop and you will not want to do it and you will think that it's not going to work because you don't think you're worthy. First, you got to shift your mind. And Les Brown put it real simple. He said that you cannot suffer from possibility blindness. That's why I always say, you probably all hear me with it already, I respect the guy who buy a lottery ticket. I respect that guy for one thing. I respect him because he is deliberate on one level or the next. Call him what you may, judge him all you want, but he's deliberate about doing something that could drastically change his life. At least one part of his life, which is a big part of his life, his financial life. Most of us are not even willing to do that. First thing, I could never win that stuff. Almost so, you're just wasting my money. Like, okay, what else are you trying to do? Nothing. So you're never in a game that could get you there, and you criticize somebody else who is in a game that could get them there. I don't buy it. I should, but I don't. But I'm just saying that what is your shot at the big times? What is your shot at success? What is your shot at the next level? When did you take it? How much effort have you put in? How much amount of effort have you put into it? Mind. Your mind has to get out of this impossible thinking and start to think about possibility. The next thing you have to understand, I'll make 3 points. This is my second point. The next thing you have to understand about thriving is that it's a deliberate way of life. There is a long line of people waiting to get a big payday, waiting to get a job, and waiting to get a stock tip. Waiting to find a magical product, waiting to find a magical business idea that they're going to start. They're going to buy this stock. They're going to invest in this piece of real estate. And here comes the money. Here comes the millions of dollars. I won't have to work anymore. And it's done. Just you're expecting to be given that. It doesn't work that way. There's no great moment. There's no great moment. There's a collection of hard-won small moments that stacks into a great opportunity and a great result. There's no great moment. You got to stack it. It's incremental. It's incremental. Yes, you might get the $10 million deal. But it's going to be made up of $1,500, $200, $50, and $2,000, $800,000, all these small pieces. It's not even so much the money, but the work that you have done and the mindset and the learning that have been carved into your being on the road and on the journey and in the process for these small wins. There's no great moment. You gotta stack. You gotta seize common moments and make great incremental wins out of them. And then they culminate in something. But there's no, oh, when I get this money, and that's why so many people get money and it's all gone. I was one of them too. There's no great day that you can go, oh, yeah, this is a, I'm going to make this big money and I just need some money to do this thing. And well, you're going to get that money and you're not going to know what to do with it because you have had no experience. I talk all the time of this friend who I had, a friend of mine who was trying to get into keeping doing events, parties. And he's never done anything. I'm like, guy, look, don't look at these guys doing these parties and getting hundreds of thousands of people. you have to start somewhere. You got to learn the ropes. You got to pay your dues. You got to get into the game. You have to start to keep house parties and bottle parties and birthday parties and whatever you keep, and take your time and learn the ropes and get your connections and build your brand and build your name and get working. He wasn't convinced of that. And I was telling him that because I learned the hard way. I saw people putting on big events, when to put on a big event, lose my shirt. I'll tell you that another time. But if you're not comfortable with stacking the small wins, you'll never get to the big payday. And if by any chance that big payday come to you, it'll go right back out. So you have to know that about traveling. And the last thing I'll tell you is that the way will never be clear. There'll never be no obstacles. There'll never be the perfect time, the perfect opportunity, the perfect day. None of that stuff works. You have to show up every day. You got to fight off your obstacles. And you got to level up your skills to handle these obstacles. And determine that you will never stop until you overcome all of them or enough of them to get you to the next level, so you can have other levels of obstacles. That's the game. Life doesn't stop. You can't stop learning, and you won't stop fighting, and you won't stop have to fix stuff. Have a great day, guys. Always a pleasure. Those are the three keys to thriving. Thanks for listening. I'll see you on the next one.